Well, the final report of the latest Senate committee into wind farms has been tabled in the Parliament. It's urged that the Abbott government should draw up national rules restricting how wind farms are built and operated and punish states that don't accept them. The final report published yesterday evening by the Senate committee into wind farms puts forward a range of measures to curb them, including recommendations to reduce support for projects under the National Renewable Energy Target. The report recommended subsidies to new wind farms be limited to 5 years rather than the current period of 20 years. This is ridiculous, isn't it? Subsidies to wind farms. There are mechanics and bakers and taxi owners and hire car owners all listening to me this morning. Businesses everywhere listening to this program, they don't get any subsidies at all. Why should foreign-owned wind farms get 2 cents? But the Clean Energy Council, wind energy's peak body, says limiting wind farm subsidies to 5 years will destroy the future of the industry. How can an outfit make any sort of claim to commercial viability if it's unable to survive without 20 years of subsidies in a government which is operating on borrowed money? Amid the recommendations is a proposal that an independent scientific panel be established, which would have the power to block new projects being registered by the government if it believed human health was at risk. The panel would help draw up, quote, national wind farm guidelines, which the federal government would introduce and ask state governments to adopt. The guidelines would include, now this, by the way, is just the Senate committee's recommendation, would include national standards on wind farms for infrasound, vibrations, aircraft safety, indigenous heritage, birds and bats, shadow flicker, fire risk, electromagnetic interference and blade glint, amongst other things. Remember, amazingly, wind farms are currently approved and none of these receive any consideration. The committee recommends that if a state government didn't accept a new national measure for infrasound and low-frequency noise, the committee recommends that wind projects built in those states should not get renewable energy certificates. That is, money, yours, unbelievable, money, which subsidises these wind farms. But cop this is the ultimate kick in the guts from Canberra. A spokesman for the Environment Minister, Greg Hunt, said the government had no plans to make further changes to the renewable energy target. In other words, the Senate committee, all-party committee, can get stuffed. In one hit, the recommendations seem to be ruled out, including those which argue that certificates, that is your money, shouldn't be available if they're operated in states which don't comply with new national noise rules. Remember, noise guidelines are a state issue, and a number of states refused to agree to a national noise standard at the last COAG meeting. Believe me, this renewable energy stuff is money down the drain. The cost of it with subsidies is exorbitant, and you'll pay via your electricity bills, or if you're a business, via your energy costs. And without subsidies, this whole industry is not viable. Yes, it'd be nice to have clean, quiet, cheap energy, a bulk supply of it. Everyone would love that. The reality is it doesn't exist. There are wind and solar generators being built all over the world, and they only add a small amount to the overall power demand. And this is all because of a problem with carbon dioxide. And this is all happening because there's a Paris conference coming up. And you know the story about carbon dioxide. The amount of CO2 in the atmosphere is 0.04 of all gases. 97% of that, 0.04%, is naturally occurring. You can't affect it. Only 3% of it, 0.04%, is caused by human activity. And we, Australia, are responsible for 1% of that 3%. What are we doing? Spending billions of dollars. And Bill Shorten says, well, we'll have 50% renewable energy, 50% by 2030. Utterly unaffordable, impossible to implement. And Tony Abbott said when he became Prime Minister, he wasn't going to be chasing Holden up the road with a blank cheque. Why are we chasing foreign-owned wind turbine companies up the road with a blank cheque? Now, the problem here is we've got groundbreaking research from Germany on low-frequency infrasound, which concludes that exposure to infrasound below the range of hearing stimulates parts of the brain that warn of danger. German research, only a couple of months old. that human beings can hear sounds lower than had been assumed, and the mechanisms of sound perception are much more complex than previously thought. Scientists in Japan have measured brain function, and reported last year it showed the brains of Japanese wind turbine workers could not achieve a relaxed state. In Tehran, a study of 45 people found that despite all the good benefits of wind turbines, it can be stated this technology has health risks. The German project leader Christian Koch said it's been agreed that infrasound is perceived by human beings and it represents an unknown hazard to human health. Well, the people who complain to me in droves are fools, idiots and ignored. Thank God they're women, because women don't take no for an answer. I've got women here who have suffered. Sonia Trist is on the line. Sonia, good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
So you are 620 metres wind farms from your kitchen window?
From my closest wind turbine, yes.
And your federal member is this Dan
Tehan? Dan Tehan.
Who's nowhere to be seen.
Nowhere to be seen.
You've written to him, no answers.
Repeatedly. Yes.
Repeatedly. And this Pacific Hydro mob at Cape Bridgewater, they've got 29 wind generators.
They certainly have, yes.
And it impacts on you in disturbing and harmful ways.
Most certainly. Extremely disturbing.
But you're just a dumb complaint.
Well, I think one thing you learn, Alan, when you've lived near these things for a while, if you can possibly keep breathing, you don't give up. And you were saying you sort of cast a shadow on the possibility of the senator's recommendations getting through. Well, I've learned to look at it a different way. I think they've opened the window to, well, they've revealed so much. They've worked so hard. They've opened the window to the next step that we have to take.
Absolutely.
And this is a journey.
Well, and Sonia, you said something very significant. She wrote to me, Sonia, and she said, subsequent generations won't march in our memory, surrounded by fields of concrete, cabling, collapsed towers and fragmenting fiberglass blades. We've created layers of industrial graffiti across rural Australia. What a monument to progress in a young country. Just hang on, Sonia. I've got Jan Hetherington on the line. Jan, good morning.
Oh, hello, Alan.
You've suffered a range of ailments, haven't you?
I have. Yes, I have.
No one wants to listen to you.
No, nobody wants to listen to
you. You paid $10,000 for testing in your own home.
I did, yes.
You wake up four or five times a night.
Yes.
You wake up with vibrations in your body and your eyes are wobbly.
Yes.
You said the impact on human physiology from low-frequency noise has been known for over 50 years.
That's right.
You've reported to authorities all these studies.
Yes.
And that they have frequent noise and infrasound creates nausea. You've talked about vertigo-like symptoms.
Yes.
No one wants to know.
No, nobody does.
AGL are the people that you've been dealing with. They ignore you.
Yeah, they do. I send in many complaints.
You've written to them. You've written to all senators and all federal MPs.
That's right. And I don't hear from a lot of them. There's only... Well, there's only about four or five that are interested in it, and with Senator Madigan and Leon Holm and Senator Beck and what have you, they are interested. Our local member, Dan Tehan, couldn't...
Unbelievable, this bloke Tehan.
...care less.
You said to me early this morning, I woke up at 4:35 with a very sharp ice pick stabbing on the top of my head and behind my right ear.
Yep.
This was followed by vibration running through my body. Then came the headache in my right temple and right eye. I just had to get out of bed. Unfortunately, there's no running away from this infrasound. Nothing can stop it.
That's right. It's terrible. It's hard to talk about it because it's so real. It happens.
I know, Jan. Jan has written to me and said, I'm sick of living like this. This is not what I intended for my future. It was to live my life in peace on my farm and enjoy the natural beauty of the landscape, not to live in fear for my health and well-being. It'd be nice to think that just one of you reads this and thinks, yes, there is a problem, and decides to do the right thing by the residents suffering at the hands of the MacArthur Wind Factory.
That's right.
Jan.
I just wish somebody would do something.
Jan, You hang on, Alan. We're here, but just hang on there, because I've got Annie Gardner, who's, well, this woman's built of concrete and granite. Annie, good morning. You've written to everybody.
Good morning, Alan. Yes, I do, and I keep doing it in the hope that one day somebody might do something.
Including the ABC, and now they no longer accept your emails.
Yes, that's been going on since the start of the year, Alan. I have a group of journalists, probably about 20, on my complaint list, and every time I send complaints to everybody, it bounces back undeliverable. But in actual fact, it's not just those journalists. I tried someone in the ABC I'd met years ago, which wasn't on this list, and it bounced back too. I've written to the chairman of the ABC over 5 weeks ago, I think, and still haven't had any reply to my answer
from the members. And I've spoken to Anne before, because this destroyed your ultra-fine merino wool-growing enterprise. The sheep simply couldn't produce in this environment. You've written to me to say we suffer badly from infrasound emitted by the turbines in the form of headaches, severe nose pressure, excruciating ear pain, nausea, chest burning, just to mention a few. As a result of being hammered by infrasound, we're unable to sleep at night. We're forced to leave our home and property for at least 2 nights weekly just to get some sleep. I mean, how you wrote that Annabel Crabb on the ABC described you on the Robin Williams Science Show, you people who complain about health impacts, as dick brains.
That's correct. She did. And I wrote to her, actually inviting her to come and visit us, and realised that we're not necessarily dick brains. We're actually, some of us are quite intelligent people. If we weren't, we would have lost our farms years ago because of,
But you can't get local government or anybody, politicians, and you've said, and Jan says, and poor Jan can't even talk about it. There are people who wake up in the early hours suffering from vibrations and dizziness caused by giant wind energy plants, and MacArthur, the one you're exposed to, is the largest of its kind in the Southern Hemisphere.
And a farmer,
Ron Gilbert, said he regularly had to leave his home to sleep in Hamilton. He said something is there that we can't understand, but we cannot live with. I mean, everywhere people are writing and telling these stories, and parliamentarians won't listen.
No, that's correct, Alan. Not many of them, except for the
Yeah, well, David Leonhelm is, but now we've got the statement by Greg Hunt's spokesperson saying we're not changing anything about the renewable energy target. I'll just stay there, Annie, a quick word, because we're beaten for time. Jan, just come back to Jan.
Yes,
I just hope it makes you a bit better that we do care.
Thank you. At least somebody does. I'm sorry, I just get emotional.
Don't apologise.
Yep.
Don't apologise. These people should be made to live in the circumstances you are enduring.
Well, we've invited so many
invited
people
them.
To come and stay with us, but nobody will take
No one comes. No one comes. Sonia, just to say goodbye to you and keep in touch.
Alan, thank you very much.
No, and keep in touch.
I certainly will.
Me know when you write letters to these people and they refuse to answer. You let me know.
I certainly will.
Okay.
Thanks for your work, Alan.
Not at all. And Annie, hang in. We talk every day, but this is disgraceful. We'll get somewhere.
Thank you very much, Alan, for your help.
Not at all. And I'll be looking at this issue again tonight with Rich Owen Jones. It's absolute national disgrace.